Winning a team state championship is difficult. Winning an individual state championship is even more difficult. There are no teammates to help you out or pick up your spirits. Becoming a state golf medalist is extremely difficult. It's not a few seconds or a few minutes like an individual track championship in the 100-yard dash or the mile run. In golf, it's hours of concentration over 2 days. When Hornets Kyle Marcola entered high school, he was already a seasoned golfer. Some of his earliest memories in his very young years were his dad taking him golfing. When he was a little older, his family took him to tough junior player events in places like Kansas City. Marcola was an immediate impact on the Hornets golfing program, firing a 38 in his first high school meet, a quad meet at Marshall. At the end of his freshman season, he was one of two Hornets in the state meet, finishing tied for 49th place with a 166. His sophomore year at state, he knocked 10 strokes off his score on the same course with a 156, good for 9th place. In his junior year, he had good meets in the regular season, but wasn't always medalist. When the postseason came, the state tournament moved to Bolivar's Silo Ridge course. Marcola stated that going into the first day, he felt he had a chance at doing well. Marcola fired a 71 on day one and on day two shot a 74, thanks to his putter and his short game. When the day was done, Marcola shot a two-day total of 145, or one over par, good enough for state medalist honors and an individual state championship. In 2004, his senior season, Marcola again usually had the best score on the Hornets team in each match, but not always the event medalist every outing. He didn't even win the Midland Empire Conference tournament. He finished second with a 72. When the state tournament came around at the same place as the previous year, hopes were high for an individual championship repeat. Marcola says he had a very tough first day.
It just seems like anything I tried to do that day was not going well. So I sure as heck didn't quit, but boy, I was ready to get that round over because nothing was going my way.
Marcola fired an 86 his first day, well off the leaderboard. Marcola said his focus on the second day was simply to play a solid last round of his high school career. He said he had no pressure being so far out of first place. When he finished the final round of high school golf, his card read an unbelievable 66, tying the state record for a round of state championship golf. His score had beat some well-known golf professionals who played high school golf in Missouri.
Yeah, it was kind of cool to break John Daly's record. And of course, he played, I believe, at Helias for 2 years before he moved down to Arkansas. But anytime you can do something one day better than John Daly, that's pretty cool.
Marcola's round of 66 to this day is still tied for second best on the MSHSAA records list. For KCHI Local Sports, I'm Randy Dean.